Waves of snow will continue to move from northwest to southeast across the Midwest this week. Most of the accumulations will be light in each individual event, but we'll likely see enough over the course of the week to add a little moisture to the topsoil and slow travel down periodically. Most of the significant snow so far has been focused on northern Illinois and some immediate surrounding areas in Wisconsin, as well as Michigan and northern Indiana overnight, with anywhere from 1 to 4 inches of snow accumulating across parts of the region. And as we go forward through the rest of the day today, the precipitation is going to be shifting off to the southeast, passing through the rest of Indiana and Ohio, maybe even impacting a part of Virginia and portions of eastern Kentucky. There may be a little bit of a mix of precipitation in some of the southeastern part of that region, where we might see a little rain or even freezing rain accompanying some of the snowfall. But it's just the first out of a series of disturbances that will be passing through the region. A second one is expected to move into Wisconsin and parts of Minnesota as we move through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow. That one will move right across the Michigan and Ohio and end up into the northeastern corner of the country as we move into the day on Tuesday. And as we go on out again another day or so, another disturbance will pass through the region from the North Dakota-Minnesota region across the Great Lakes region, with a little bit of a wintry mix of precipitation extending to the southwest into parts of Missouri and portions of southern Illinois and eventually into Kentucky. That system will be followed by a larger storm system that may begin to brew over the weekend in a part of the southeastern U.S. plains, and that system could end up producing a greater amount of rainfall and some snow across parts of the Midwest. Now, this storm system is not nearly as strong or as large as it was advertised to be late last week, and we may still see some changes in its expected behavior as we go forward through the next couple of days. It's still worthy of close monitoring. And then another round of storminess may occur at midweek next week, although the storm system that's advertised at that point seems to be overdone, so we won't get too excited about it at this point. But if we put all the moisture together, we shouldn't see a tremendous amount of change in the overall condition of drought in the western Corn Belt, even though we will have some periods of snow occurring from North Dakota into Wisconsin and maybe a small part of Iowa. We'll expect those areas to stay a lot drier than they should be at this time of the year. And the same is true for the High Plains region from parts of West Texas into Montana, including a big part of western sections of hard red winter wheat country. We'll expect the temperatures out there to be a little less extreme this week, especially in the upper Midwest, where those negative 20s and negative 30s were reported last week. We still have a couple of very cold mornings, though, still lying ahead. I imagine Wednesday morning will probably be the last of the coldest mornings in the upper Midwest, where portions of northern Minnesota will be in the negative teens, getting close to minus 20. But as far as the Midwest proper is concerned, we're expecting to see those low temperatures this week. Be coolest here over the next 2 mornings, maybe 3 mornings. We'll see positive negative single-digit readings across the northernmost portions of the region, while lows will be in the teens and 20s in southern sections. Temperatures will be notably warmer for lows a little bit later this weekend to the weekend. The high temperatures across a big part of the Midwest here over the next couple of days will still be rather cool, but not as cold as they have been, I suppose. We'll see highs in the single digits and teens across the Great Lakes region and the upper Mississippi River Basin, and temperatures in the southernmost parts of the region will be mostly in the 30s, 40s, and even some 50-degree readings. The warmer air in the south will eventually take a larger portion of the Midwest, and it will look for some further warming in the northern areas, but it'll all be rather gradual, peaking out at the end of this week and into the weekend. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.